Okay. Hello. My name is Tyrone Grant. Is yours?
Thomas Grant.
Okay. Alright. So, do you remember your parents?
Yes.
Okay. So, what were your parents like when you were a kid?
My parents were giving, but demanding. They were religious, and they made sure that we had everything we needed. As children growing up, we were fed, clothed, sheltered. They were good. It was a good time.
Okay. So where were you living when you were a kid? Were you living outside the state? Or
I was living in Philadelphia.
Okay. So when you were younger, did you see any role of race in society?
Yes. On the news, for one, just in the with the police department, how blacks were treated compared to the whites. Certain neighborhoods, if you went into them, they would stop you and harass you. It was a time where you stayed in your neighborhood, you were fine.
So how about your parents? Did they see any types of role in society, any discrimination?
Yeah. Well, my dad fought in World War II, and he was born in the South, and he had to leave the South and came North because of racism.
That's pretty interesting. So what was it like just, you know, being a son of a man who fought in the war?
He didn't talk about the war that much. He was more into providing. So he spent his time trying to make it so we could survive. At one time, I was told he was making 76 cents an hour. So money was not there like it is today. I'm blessed because I'm able to make a lot more.
And this is just pretty interesting. So have you witnessed or involved or were involved in anything about the civil rights movement?
I have witnessed, well, basically what you saw on the news, police brutality in Philadelphia. We had riots back in the 60s, and because of prejudice and racism. Martin Luther King, we, as you know, being on the news and seeing what he was fighting for, knowing and heard other people talk about it, athletes who played basketball, saying that they couldn't go in the front door of a restaurant where they was going to go to eat. The Boston Celtics, the center for them, talked about it. People talked about it. But coming up, when we were coming up, it wasn't too much we could really do.
So you mentioned riots and stuff in Philadelphia, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so were you involved in those riots?
No, I wasn't involved in them, but they were basically in our neighborhood. Police attacked the boy, and before anybody realized or knew what was going on, people gotten together, and four or five blocks away from where I was living, Columbia Avenue, Susquehanna Avenue, they were tearing up, destroying stuff, breaking into the stores, and they brought out the National Guard. So yeah, I've seen it. I didn't get involved in it.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting. So have you ever witnessed any types of segregation against others?
Yeah. It hadn't been as I got older. I kind of stayed away, but yeah, I've seen where people wouldn't allow you to do things. You couldn't go in certain neighborhoods, like I said before. I was more or less not an outgoing, out in the street type person. I was more home. And when I traveled to a place and came back. I didn't really hang out.
I see. Now I know where I got my laziness from.